Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you're able to join me. And before I begin ministering the Word, I'd like to just pray. Father, Lord, I thank you for the privilege we have of coming together, the freedom we still enjoy in this nation of being able to freely share your presence, the Word of God, in fellowship with other believers. Lord, that we can still gather to worship in our congregations, that, Lord, the airwaves through radio and television are still available to those who desire to hear the word of the Lord and to be, Lord, filled with a greater understanding of your ways. Thank you also, Lord, for the opportunities you provide in evangelism, that the good news of the gospel can be preached to the uttermost ends of the earth. Lord, we thank you for our time together. I ask you to minister to those who have needs. Even now, Lord, as they're listening, Father, we take authority over all works of darkness, lying spirits, spirits of oppression and depression. And Father, we thank you for the truth of your word, the light of your presence to dispel all darkness in the name of Jesus. For God is light. And Lord, you have called us to be your light bearers, a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. A candle that is lit cannot be hid under a bushel. And so, Father, we thank you for the truth of your word that shall be illuminated and shine forth through our lives, that we may be a source of light and truth in this present dark and evil generation. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share a couple verses of scripture found in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. I'm going to be reading verses 4 through 5. Just before that, Paul is saying that the Corinthians were the epistle of Christ ministered by them, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. This is what God has done for each one of us. He's birthed us into his kingdom. But Paul goes on to say in verse 4, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Makes me think of that passage which says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Beloved, no matter what our calling, no matter what our position in the body of Christ, any good thing, any excellent gift we have is a result of Christ dwelling within us by the Holy Spirit. But he goes on to say, who hath also made us ministers. And beloved, that refers to you and I. We are all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. Yes, we may have different callings, but he has anointed every one of his disciples, everyone who is a member of the body of Christ, to be able to share their testimony, to be able to share what Christ has done for them. He goes on to say, we are able ministers of the New Testament, but this is the important declaration that I want you to hone in on, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And for a few moments, I'd like to lay a foundation on what I'm going to be sharing these next several days, and that is that truth is being restored to the church. And truth is progressive. God gives us, it's just like a child. You share certain things with them, just like a child going to kindergarten and then the elementary grades. Truth is given to them in ways they can comprehend and understand. For example, just in the realm of math or arithmetic, they learn basic principles, and then it goes on to higher truths like algebra and geometry and all those kinds of things, calculus. So the Lord deals with us the same way. There is a scriptural pattern that was established by the Holy Spirit in the early church, and that is recorded in the book of Acts. We think of it as the Acts of the Apostles, but really it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because the Acts of the Holy Spirit have continued on through the generations up to our present time. And in Ephesians, we know there is a listing of the ascension gifts, what we've called fivefold ministry, and he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, to put it another way, the fivefold ministry, if you will, going back to an Old Testament pattern, are the Levites who are to minister to the priests, and the priests being the Aaronic priesthood under the Old Covenant. And today, we know from the book of Revelation, that very first chapter, it speaks about Jesus, who has washed us from his sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto our God. That is the high calling, the wonderful privilege that every believer has as a child of God. We're called into a ministry of kings and priests, indeed a very high calling. And as we're growing in the Lord, we understand the privilege of that as well as the responsibility. And God is restoring the Tabernacle of David. Let me just take a moment to go back to that very significant time in the early church. And there is a portion of a great conference recorded in the 15th chapter. And there we see James stands up and says in verse 16, "After this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up." This is a reference to the prophet Amos, that 9th chapter, verse 11. And now the purpose is stated and established. What's the purpose of the tabernacle of David? That the residue of men, that's verse 17, might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. So what am I sharing? Truth is being restored to the church. It's progressive. And we see throughout the centuries that, especially through the Dark Ages, truth was preserved primarily through the Catholic Church. That was the only denomination, if you will, at that time. And when Europe began to be invaded by the hordes of the barbarians, we know that much of the scriptures were kept alive and preserved, I understand, by the Irish monks during the Dark Ages. They faithfully preserved the scriptures. Nonetheless, as much as man and the devil has tried to destroy the Word of God, that has never been possible. And we see during the time of the Reformation, we understand that great revelation of truth that was given to Martin Luther, the preeminence of the Word and his touchstone, if you will, his foundation, that the just shall live by faith, and it wasn't by the things that were being manifested in the present church of his day. And so the Word, the preeminence of the Word, was being restored. We see the Bible being translated into English, into the common language of the people, so they could understand what God is saying. And then as we go into the last century, we look at the pouring out of the Spirit of God in Wales, and then in this country, in Azusa Street. And so, beloved, we see that the Holy Spirit was restoring to the church. We're looking at an overall pattern through the centuries from the time of the birth of the early church on the day of Pentecost, there was a restoration of the preeminence of the Word, of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And of course, I'm just speaking very general. God was doing a lot through all the ages of time through His saints. However, as full gospel believers, we understand that a ministry who is preaching the full Word of God will emphasize the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. There's an interesting passage found in Acts, the fifth chapter, and I would just like to share with you verse 20. Go, and this was spoken by the angel of the Lord that night that the prison doors were open for Peter, and the word of the Lord through the angel said in verse 20, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. In other words, tell the full message, the message, the complete message that the Holy Spirit has given to the church. So we're talking about truth being restored to the church, the preeminence of the Word, the fullness and empowering by the Holy Spirit, and with that, of course, comes the manifestation and ministry of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 7, the word of the Lord says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And following, there are the nine gifts of the Spirit listed. In fact, you know, in today's world, there are many that just want to do away with apostles, prophets, and they will give credence and acceptance to pastors, evangelists, and teachers, but the fivefold ministry is important for the building up of the body of Christ. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. I thank you for joining me, and tomorrow we will go into, I've just been laying a foundation into the truth that is being restored to the church, and I pray that you'll be able to join me. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. The announcer in a moment will share our contact information. I invite you to write, and thank you for spending this time with me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,